Cliff, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Great. Now, let's start with the county executive race, Cliff. You know, Blaine Young, the current president of the Board of County Commissioners, a guy who's on the radio every day, has a last name that everybody in Frederick County seems to recognize, loses to Jan Gardner, a Democrat and the previous board president, and by a wide margin. What's going on out there?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And even more interesting is that the same electorate that voted in Jan Gardner by a wide margin also gave her a five-member majority of fairly conservative Republicans to deal with when she takes office. Well, I think a number of crucial issues came up that bogged Young down. A number of things like privatizing nursing homes that were very valued. Also, growth and development, which is always a perennial issue in Frederick County, was something that really was brought to bear in this election. There was a lot of upset about that. Thousands of homes were approved for development in the western part of the county. So you can't really point to any one thing, but there were lots of little things. And I know this board took a number of votes and instituted a number of measures that really upset just about and alienated just about every constituency in Frederick County, young to old.
Okay, now I noticed as I was looking at the candidates' websites, Blaine Young was talking a lot about cutting taxes, reducing the size of government, and he never mentioned growth at all, but that was one of the top issues on Jan Gardner's website.
That's right. And in fact, we did a poll just before the election, very informal poll of 250 people, there were two main issues. One was growth and development. The other for Republicans was taxes. I think it just turns out that growth and development happened to be the more important issue in voters' minds this time around.
Okay, now I understand that neither Delegate Galen Claggett nor Senator Ron Young, probably two of the biggest Democratic names in Frederick County, would endorse Gardner. Why was that?
Oh, well, now we're going back into history a little bit here with Galen Claggett, who owns his own property management firm, and he's a former county commissioner, and when Jan Gardner was just getting her political career going, they had a few set-tos. We're going back 30 years here. Ron, I'm not entirely sure why Ron didn't endorse Jan, but I imagine it's because he probably didn't want to step into a race that involved his son. Blaine Young is his son. They come from two vastly different political ideologies, but I think Ron was wondering if blood was thicker than water in this case.
I imagine the Thanksgiving dinner table would be a little tricky if he'd have endorsed her.
Well, yeah, I imagine it is, because it's looking like his stepmother, Karen Lewis Young, is going to be House of Delegates representative in District 3B. Ron is a senator. Brad Young, Blaine's brother, is a Democrat and a member of the Board of Education here in Frederick County. I could imagine it's some interesting political chat, or maybe they just avoid it altogether.
Okay, Cliff, thank you very much. It's going to be very interesting in Frederick County for the next couple of years.
Oh, you said it. You said it, Joel. Thanks very much for talking to me.
With Cliff Cumber, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.